Femdom control. You're curious, or maybe you're experienced. Either way, you found your way to me. I'm a natural leader and dominant woman, and I've learned to play with men's minds for the mutual benefit or detriment of the same. The question is, what about you? I find your particular reasons for coming to me interesting and love to hear about your particulars. To you, it's a simple exchange of information, a chat. Innocuous, right? Sometimes our chat is naughty and other times fun and flirty. But make no mistake, my dear. My conscious and subconscious mind is always listening, cataloging, and busy being devious. I laugh when I'm asked, what kinds of things will you make me do? Well, first of all, I won't make you do anything, will I? Isn't that much more erotic when you want to do it? When you crave to do it? Now, I may convince you, encourage you, or coerce you, but I will never make you. Second, I don't have a binder with step 1, 2, and 3 for ultimate submission of the male. For example, I have to tailor the playtime training, if you will, to the individual. What are you here for? Let's start with that. Then, when I get to know a bit about you, I find out what motivates you. Some people don't even know what motivates them. And that's okay. I'll put you to task and see how you respond and see how you push back or don't. And we'll find out together. What is the best motivator for you? Perhaps you're experienced and want to play. Putting you to task, exploring your limits. Typically experienced with your submission, you are aware of your motivators. If so, we can hit the ground running and have some fun. But what is important for the experienced sub is to communicate what works, what doesn't. And don't expect me to be your previous mistress. I guarantee you I will be nothing like them. Yes, there are some common methodologies that may be in common that are the basics of behavior modification or conditioning of your responses. But beyond that, I am unique. Don't try to guess where I'm going. You'll not only ruin the experience, but probably miss a very important lesson because you're busy guessing and overthinking it. Which brings me to my next subject. We can learn from everything, every encounter, every word spoken or not spoken. When you are feeling your most submissive or erotic, it's a learning opportunity. When dealing with me, you can never be on autopilot. I will be benevolent until you give me reason not to be, and strict and uncaring when necessary. You want this kind of control? You need this kind of control. Why, you've made it to this long in the audio, and you're still listening, wanting more, right? Well, one of the things I like to start with is guided meditation and visualization of your goals. So close your eyes, make a picture of me in your mind, perhaps the one you saw on this block. Listen and relax. Take 3 deep cleansing breaths in and out. In and out. In and out, and focus. Focus on what you want. Focus on what you need. Keep gazing at my picture in your mind's eye as you listen and comply. Feeling yourself relax, starting at your toes. Now your feet. Working up your legs, feeling heavy and relaxed. Heavier and more relaxed with each word. Relaxing your pelvis, your abdomen, relaxing further your chest and breathing comfortably now. Feeling yourself relax with each word, feeling calm, feeling wonderful, relaxing and listening. Together we can achieve great things. Together your submission will know no limits. Pushing you, teasing you, testing you. You want my control. You need my control. Relax and listen. Relax and think of your goals now. Focusing and relaxing. Focusing in on your goals, making them reality. Relax, and when you feel rested and ready, you may stretch, feeling invigorated and motivated to explore your submissiveness with me. Mistress Erica, intelligentphonefantasy.com, 1-800-601-6975.